been a year since Dignity NZ founder Jacinta Jullasekaram presented a petition to Parliament to make period products available for free to students in state schools around New Zealand. And in June, it was announced that from next year, every state and state integrated school will be able to opt into a scheme which will see the Ministry of Education providing them with free sanitary products. To tell us about that long wait to make this a reality and other work that Dignity NZ is doing, Jacinta joins me now. Hi there.
Kia ora.
How far do we have to go back, Jacinta, to the origins of this idea?
It was a year ago, but I guess it goes further than that. With Dignity, the social enterprise I'm a co-founder of, we started providing period products 3.5 years ago. Of course, Kids Can and Salvation Army and a whole lot of other groups have been doing this for many years now. But the campaign itself just started in a cafe in Wellington here and grew from there to a petition.
So why was this so important to you?
It felt unfair, and we'd seen the UK, Wales and Scotland adopt policies in 2018, and really the whole industry was waiting for New Zealand to do the same. And there had been some talks and some indications that, yes, this is something we might do, but for me, I'm very impatient. So I wanted a guarantee and I wanted a plan to see this actually happening.
What is the benefit of providing these products in the schools?
It means that there's access, and that might seem like a small word, but it's a big thing, that it acknowledges that periods are a normal bodily process, that if you're caught short, that you have items available. If you're not able to afford these products and you are potentially going to use other, you know, items, that actually you've got safe quality product available to you. So there's a lot of well-being and self-esteem that can be found from just having access to these products.
And so how did you go about this petition? Did it take a lot of your time and energy?
Yeah, well, the petition was one of the things that we did with the Positive Periods campaign. So we had a campaign team that worked to get supporting organisations on board that believed in having period products available to all students. So we had supporting organisations, I guess, lobbying and sharing the cause. There were some meetings with politicians, and the petition seemed like a really public way for individuals to support the cause. And there was only definitely less than 3 months that the petition was around. And we were going to give it on Parliament steps, but Louisa Wall said, hey, how about we have a breakfast in Parliament and you present this to the Minister for Women? So I guess it's about putting it on the website and then emailing politicians and making them accountable.
And your organisation, Dignity NZ, had already begun. What's the interaction between the two? Is this what your organisation was set up to do, or just one of the things that it's done?
Dignity's just very organically grown from a very small project in a Calvin flat to now an impact business that we've got 30 corporates that provide these in the bathroom, and we give away the equivalent to those in need, and schools are part of that. And we do impact reporting every quarter. So what we had seen is that there was a space for us with advocacy to work with the industry to start a campaign and to share the impact and the knowledge on the ground with the schools that we work with.
And can you tell me what's been announced? I see in a response from the government, there was an announcement in June, but then something else quite recently in August. What's the process been?
Yeah, so there's two phases. So one, they're doing a small trial with 15 schools in the Waikato region, and that's with a whole lot of different suppliers to get some learning before rolling out with an opt-in program available to all schools. I would encourage all schools to inquire and have this on their Board of Trustees agenda from the beginning of next year.
And how?
Yeah, at the moment it's pads and tampons.
And how will it actually work in terms of funding and the sort of logistics of it?
So they're still working through that. There's budget being put aside for this rollout, and it depends on a lot of the outcomes of the small rollout that's happening this term. So really keen to see how that goes, and Dignity, we've been meeting with the Ministry of Education to give some of our insights with how we've been working with the schools for the past few years.
How significant a cost is it for a student or for a student's family paying for period products?
It is significant, especially when it's something that happens every month, and if you've got quite a few girls in your family, then that definitely adds up when you do your supermarket run. And it's not something you can always plan for as well, that periods just happen and it can be a bit of a pain and you get caught short. There's some research that shows that it's $15,000 over your lifetime, and that is significant, and that's something that affects menstruating people rather than non-menstruating people.
Yeah, and I seem to recall a report from a couple of years ago, and they talked about all sorts of things that people were using instead of period products. People, it sounds like, are getting pretty desperate.
Yes, definitely. It's pretty awful to see what some of the makeshift products are, and there's a lot of shame attached to that. And it really affects your emotional well-being. So I think it's really important for New Zealand to acknowledge that this is a normal function and that these products, just like toilet paper, will be available at school.
Okay. And what about the fact that this new scheme is opt-in? Are you happy with that?
I guess it's an approach, and it's the one that's been chosen, and what can be done now is for schools to really engage with that. I understand that the Ministry has a specific web page and an email address, access to period products at education.gov.nz. that people can get more information about. But so I'd really encourage that schools have this on the agenda for their Board of Trustees meeting. And no matter what decile or area or whatever your school is, all schools should have these products available.
Do you anticipate or do you hope that higher decile schools or wealthier schools might not opt in and perhaps leave more budget for schools that have more need?
No, I think all schools should opt in, because then it just becomes normalised and the government will have to find the budget for it. And so then Treasury can see that this is just should be part of a school's operating budget.
So is this mission accomplished for you then?
One part, definitely. I think it's exciting to see that those within the school system will be supported, but there is a lot of need out there, and that's been quite hard with what we've found with our latest impact report, is that the demand has gone up, and at the moment we have demand for period products outside of the school system, like with community groups or homeless shelters and community centres increasing, and we don't have the supply at this stage to support them all, and it's quite heartbreaking. So there's a lot more need out there for those that aren't within the school system.
Are you going to stick on this issue? Is it something that you're going to continue to work on?
Definitely. Period poverty is a massive issue that affects a whole range of women. So that's our mission, is to increase access and create period equity. And so that's what we're going to do. We're not going to stop until that happens.
Hey, congratulations on this win. It's great to see someone raising a petition, taking the issue up, and actually achieving some action. So well done.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank everyone that signed the petition as well. It was really scary having my name against something so public, and it was really heartening. You know, I'll never know all those people that signed it, but I'd love to give them a big thank you.
Thanks, Jacinta Julisakram of Dignity NZ, with the Ministry of Education announcing a new opt-in program for free sanitary products for state and state integrated schools.